Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 16th of November 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So TalkTalk is going to offer you UView trials next year. Yes, if you've got one of their set-top boxes and you're a subscriber, then 3,000 of you, you lucky people, will be able to get UView. It's coming in spring 2012. Don't hold your breath, though, because the project's already been delayed quite a bit. We'll see if it's going to come, but the other partners that are in there aren't doing it, only them. There, you're special. Very special. Facebook this morning is reeling after a 24-hour hardcore porn spree. Yes, it would seem that violent images against dogs and pornographic images of Justin Bieber having sex have been flooding out across Facebook if you click the wrong type of link on the right. Do watch out, because if you click it, you could be in a bit of trouble. Don't do it at work, eh? I don't think it would really matter, because I've always thought Justin Bieber was a bit of a... HP has upgraded its Envy laptops. It's got the 15, the 17 and the 17 3D, which I'm guessing comes with 3D. The reason that they're envious is because they're obviously envious of the Mac. This is a MacBook Pro. I feel a lawsuit coming on. There better be one. Oh, I really hope there is one. They've also released a wireless audio streaming system for your PC that arrives next month for $100. It's got a little tiny plug-in dongle that goes into your laptop, and then across from that you've got a little box that receives it all wirelessly with two speakers on it. You've obviously got to plug the other box in, but it's kind of wireless. And HP has also refreshed the Pavilion DM4. It comes with a subwoofer as well, and they've teamed up with Dr. Dre. Yes, so it's got its Beats technology with it, which is fantastic. It's about $900 for it, including the headphones, $850 of which is the headphones. HTC have also climbed into bed with Dr. Dre. They've managed to get a fantastic looking large screen, 540 by 960 QHD to be exact, to go with a set of Beats headphones. The prices on it doesn't say on the story that I looked at, but don't expect it to be cheap. And teaming up with vastly overpriced headphones seems to be the modus operandi of the day. HTC have also released the Zeta. It's got a fantastic looking form and screen as well, and it's going to have a 2.5 gigahertz quad-core CPU in it and run Ice Cream Sandwich. Well, that's phenomenal. What it's going to do, I don't know, but it's only going to come with a 1.3 megapixel camera. Oops. Google is launching its Go language in 2012. It's been confirmed. It's a new type of programming language, which means that it's going to be easier to create programming environments and it's going to be much faster to use. Any more than that, and I'm lost. But it's coming. I was going to cover the Dell report saying that its Q3 earnings were at $4.7 billion, but that's just about as boring as Michael Dell himself, so I'll move on. We've got a couple of birthdays. Microsoft Xbox turned 10 years old yesterday. Yes, in 2001 it was released. It was that boxy box with the big X on the front and the green stamp in the centre. And then it went through and got bigger and bigger and bigger, and now they've got Kinect. And it's absolutely stunning and gorgeous. And there's no sign of it disappearing just yet. And today is the 40th birthday of the first ever microprocessor. It was the Intel 4004, and it had 16 pins, and it was dual inline packaging. It cost $60 when it was built, which is probably about $1,000 now. And North Face has announced the Avalanche Airbag. It's an airbag system that fits in your rucksack, and if you're caught in an avalanche, as it's tumbling you down the mountain, you pop this thing open, and because of the extra volume, it'll help bring you to the surface, so you've got less to climb out. Apparently, according to one of our followers on Twitter, it was absolutely essential, and it's a great idea. The TSA have yet to approve this for travel on their lines, so I wouldn't get it just yet. Now, if you own a G-Form Extreme Edge package for your iPad, you'll know how safe it is. If you don't, you want to go and watch some of their test videos. They test their packaging by throwing it out of a car at 113 miles an hour and seeing what happens, and it's all fine. And what they've done today is release a video of them dropping it out of an aeroplane. It drops 1,300 feet to hit the grass, and they open it and carry on playing Angry Birds. Well done, fellas. And finally, Petter is upset with Nintendo because Mario has taken a pro-first stance, apparently. He wears the skin of a raccoon dog to give him special powers in his new game, which is going to be released on November 13. And Petter has illustrated its disgust by an online cartoon saying Mario kills Tanuki. Actually, he doesn't kill Tanuki. Tanuki has to chase him across 16 levels to try and get his skin back. I've got to say, Petter, I'm all with you on this don't skin animals to make coats, but I'm afraid having a go at Nintendo's not really the right thing to do, is it? You lost me there. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Thursday night with the big show, full house already booked. Thank you, Carl. You're doing a fantastic job. And then we'll be back with... And then we'll be back on Friday with the Daily Show in the morning, followed by the Photo Show at 2 o'clock, and then the Max Show finishing off at 3 o'clock, and that'll start the weekend off the way it should be. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.